Pocketbook issues are at the heart of the Democrats' campaign to draw women, especially single women, to the polls this fall. The unanimous Republican vote in the Senate today to block a pay equity bill is now talking point number one for Democrats. But Republicans are pushing back. And in many parts of the country, women are leading the way. Ben Philpott of member station KUT in Austin has this story about how the fight is playing out in Texas.
Republican women have been the backbone of the Texas GOP for decades, from get-out-the-vote efforts to lobbying on legislation, with the face of that group coming in the form of a red coat-wearing brigade called the Texas Federation of Republican Women.
The red coats are coming. Let me tell you, are they coming?
The group has multiple videos directing those troops to show up at different events where their uniforms make them easy to see, letting politicians know they're being watched.
The Texas Federation of Republican Women, stand united.
Focus on the outcome. Imagine our impact.
The group was established in 1955, and with 10,000 members and 161 local clubs today, their endorsement is coveted by Republican politicians. But it's 2014, and Republicans needed something new.
Republican women are extremely organized in this state, but we need an avenue to speak collectively and some type of platform that gives us the opportunity for our voice to be heard as well.
That's Carrie Chrisman. She's the executive director of Red State Women. It's a new political action committee with the goal of being a voice for women and the state GOP. The effort kicked off with a profile of Railroad Commissioner Christy Craddock. She's focused on the group's efforts to modernize.
But obviously, I think young women are an important piece of this. And social media is a new way, obviously, in politics that we just didn't even have 5 years ago.
And that's all well and good. But there's a larger reason why decades of Republican women activism isn't enough for the 2014 election. There aren't any GOP women running for statewide office this fall. And Democrats have hit the campaign trail talking about Republican Governor Rick Perry's veto of a bill that would have made it easier for women to sue over pay inequity and new abortion restrictions that have closed almost all of the state's clinics.
We know that partisan leadership in charge does not respect the right of all Texans to make critical and very personal decisions about their own lives and their own bodies.
That's State Senator Wendy Davis. She and another female state senator are running for governor and lieutenant governor, respectively. Their campaigns aren't dominated by women's issues, but it's certainly a theme. A theme now being countered by Red State Women and Executive Director Chrisman.
I believe Republican women want that voice. We are tired of Democrats standing up and telling us what they think women believe in or what their values are here in Texas.
Providing a female perspective is the kind of messenger diversity the Republican National Committee has been pushing since the release of its 2012 presidential election postmortem. But at least initially, Red State Women have stumbled in their rebuttals to the veto of the equal pay lawsuit bill. Here's Chrisman being interviewed on the ABC affiliate in Dallas.
What's the solution, then, do you think, for equal pay, then, Carrie?
Well, if you look at it, women are extremely busy. We lead busy lives, whether we're working professionally, whether we're working from home, and times are extremely busy. It's a busy cycle for women, and we've got a lot to juggle. And
until that answer gets better, Red State Women will be busy deflecting Democratic attacks instead of promoting their own message of what it means to be a Republican. For NPR News, I'm Ben Philpott in Austin.